It can mean both, but let me just read what Prabhupada writes in the purport. The very end. The Lord has nothing to reciprocate, and therefore he is called for the... Oh, they'll go back up. The unalloyed devotees of the Lord are transcendentally attached to one another. The unalloyed devotees and the Lord are transcendentally attached to one another. For others, the Lord has nothing to reciprocate, and therefore he is called Atmarama. Self-satisfied, self-satisfied as he is the master of the monists who seek to merge into the existence of the Lord. Such monists merge with the personal effulgence of the Lord called the Brahmajyoti. But the devotees enter into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which are never to be understood as material. So he's answering your question. It's of option A and B, it's option B. But it can also mean just like the rendering of Mahatmanas. No, the verse by Lord Rishabhdev, Mahatsevam Dwaram Ahor Vimuktes. Mahatsevam Dwaram Ahor Vimuktes. Prabhupada says this can refer to either category of transcendentalists, the devotees of the Lord, or the realized, those realized in impersonal Brahman. At least in this case, the monists, it's explicit, those who want to merge. He's the master of them also because that which they want to merge into is but his effulgence. And so, as they merge into his effulgence, there's no reciprocation with them. They don't want him, they want to merge into his effulgence. So there's no reciprocation. He's satisfied in his exchange of love with his devotees. Gives in verse 27 is carried over in verse 28 in the purport, where he's speaking about Krishna as the eternal time factor, has no friend or enemy. He's not partial to anyone. He's just, as people are disposed, he reciprocates according to their disposition. So again, the master of the monist, he's the master of the materialist, and he's the master of the devotees, he's the master of all categories, and he's neutral, although they have different destinations. Anything else? Should have stopped along the way. It's much better. Yes. Oh, we have to do a translation. Okay. You'd summarize the question and the answer.
Thank you.
Chapter 8, Queen Quinty's prayers, and read them. Was this another way of saying my Krishna consciousness? Or, in answer to one of the questions yesterday about, you know, overcoming a bad tendency. Same three answers. Remember those three? Knowledge, association, and cultivation. If there's not spiritual strength, knowledge will not support. I can know that I shouldn't feel lamentation when duality shows itself. Because this is the world of duality, I should expect it. By knowledge, I can understand if I'm feeling lamentation when a calamity comes, it's because I'm investing consciousness in the temporary. And I should withdraw consciousness from the temporary and invest it in the eternal. That's knowledge. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Nasate vidite bhavo na bhavo vidite sataha. Ubayor api drishtantas tat. So the tattvadarshis can have that control. So if I find that I'm not in that position of control, I have to take shelter of spiritual practice to get spiritual strength. So my knowledge can be driven by spiritual strength. Because otherwise knowledge just gets flattened by the circumstance, by duality. So really the life of transcendental knowledge is the holy name. Vidya Bhadu Jivanam. That's the answer by Krishna consciousness. If I practice applying the teaching of Bhagavad Gita in my life and combining that application with good association, with careful chanting, careful. So Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. That's another answer. Just follow Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and then you'll be lifted from that mode of ignorance, lamentation position. A question like that, the how-to questions. It's the whole range of what it means to be Krishna conscious. Is a test. Many of you are attending school, you have lots of tests. And you prepare for them. And then you sit and you take the test, take the exam. Life is also filled with tests. You prepare. You sit, you take the exam, here comes the calamity, oh my God. And then you see if you can pass the exam. And like some say, you don't do well in some academic exam. And you find out where you didn't do well, you go back and you study and you prepare for the next exam. So life is like that. We have so many opportunities to apply what it means to be Krishna conscious and cultivate. Anukulyena Krishnanushilana. There's the answer to your question. Anushilana, it means, Prabhupada translates that as cultivate. Shilana means, Shila means conduct or behavior. Anushilana, you follow those who are perfected souls or accomplished souls. Anushilana, you cultivate actively. So there's the how to answer. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilana.
He knew. He didn't ask me.
He's so kind, because he knew if he gave me something, I'd just get so proud and I'd forget the valuable things of life. And when he went home, he didn't see his home. He saw a palace and his wife decorated in gorgeous ornaments, and Krishna is so kind. To the degree that we're Krishna conscious, Krishna can give us or not give us. To the degree that we're not Krishna conscious, Krishna can give us or not give us. And we're not Krishna conscious, we're not going to see the giving, not giving properly. If we're Krishna conscious, we'll see the giving, not giving properly. So Krishna has this adjusting things work that he does, or interacting with his devotees that he does. So what I'm saying is, what's important in all of this is where we take shelter, more than whether we have or don't have. Having said that, where there's piety, fruits of piety will be there. Punyashravana Kirtana. Just by hearing and chanting, just by sitting here doing what we're doing, we're growing piety. But more important than accruing piety is that we're awakening our Krishna consciousness, so that we have or don't have is fine. And once again, when it doesn't have that awake state of Krishna consciousness, have or don't have, one is unhappy having, one is unhappy not having, and one is in an unfortunate situation having. So the misfortune is the lack of Krishna consciousness. The fortune is Krishna consciousness. And the others are this way or that way is okay. Devotional service is joyfully performed. And there are things that increase that joyfulness. Reciprocation with Krishna is joyfulness. So it's not, you to be a good devotee, you have to be. He's a good devotee. Joyful. And the joyfulness is not sense gratification, nor liberation, nor mental speculation. The joyfulness is reciprocation and relationship with Krishna. That's joyful. We enjoy such joyful things. Yes, it's good. Yes, didn't seem a good enough answer, so you wanted to hear something more. Okay.
Yes. She said only the fact that we should act in the form of people should be best product of each other and not wishes.
I said that what should be which?
And that the spirit of devotion when the senses are connected with the senses.
Yeah, right.
The spirit of devotion when the spiritual thing that is. So, when we are working in the mood of devotion,
yes.
Every activity becomes spiritual.
Yeah.
So, as hearing this instruction and trying to follow, so then I think it requires lot and lot of cultivation.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen, and many times when this consciousness is not there, and after some time I understand that the consciousness was not proper,
yeah.
Many times becomes sad. So,
that's not right. Don't do that. Do the other one. I'll translate. I'll give the answer, and you can translate both. Explains that devotional service is natural. It's inherent. Just like in a small infant, walking ability is inherent. So how does a small infant learn to walk? They practice. When practicing, the little toddler takes a few steps and takes a few more steps. So the toddler can sit there and cry. And the parents say, no, don't go. Take you by the hand. A few more steps, let's go. A few more steps. Just because it's natural, walking tendency comes out just by practice. And after some time, the child's not just walking, running and running and running and running and running. All day long running. Because it's natural. So, similarly, if there's some conviction in your heart, purity is natural, this other is not. So if impurity comes out, that's disease, that's okay. Let me keep going till I get to the natural, healthy condition. This unhealthy condition, I'm in this disease condition because I made some mistakes, like for some pretty fundamental ones. I misused my free will. Okay, so I got to pay for it. How long before will it take? Someone just wrote me like this. How long will it take before we get reinstated? That's dependent upon Krishna. That's dependent upon the quality of our calling out to Krishna. And if you become discouraged, that's not feeling helpless, that's feeling hopeless. We should feel encouraged. I can't do this on my own. Krishna! Should be the response.